Foxtrot. Our project was to teach kids programming and computer science using the Raspberry Pi. So I'm sure most people here know what the Raspberry Pi is, but for those of you who don't, it's a really small computer. It's the size of a credit card, not as big as it appears here. The idea behind it is because it's so cheap, it's about £22, it can be got out to kids basically everywhere. All you need to do is have a screen and a keyboard and mouse to add to it. It's a really cheap price tag, which means you can get it out to lots of kids. One of the sort of philosophies behind the project of the Raspberry Pi is to teach kids programming, and that's why we developed this software. So upon advice from some experts with the Raspberry Pi, we decided not to use Java because apparently the GUI stuff really doesn't work very well, and we were advised that Python would work really well with a set of libraries called Qt. So we forged ahead with that. It's a really great set of libraries. We have some really great GUI. Unfortunately, we were somewhat misled, not by the people we spoke to, but by various people who knew about Qt, and it doesn't particularly work well with the Raspberry Pi as yet. So although we haven't got it onto the Raspberry Pi at the moment, it will be getting on there soon. Members of our group have been working really, really hard with some other people in the department to try and get it on the Raspberry Pi. It's a work in progress. Hopefully it'll happen soon. So this is our application. As you can see, laser pointer. You've got the instruction panel here. So one of the things we wanted is to make sure that you didn't need a teacher in the room to make sure that kids could learn. They should be able to do it at home or with someone who isn't necessarily an expert at programming. So we have an instruction panel here. People setting up challenges can write basically plain text instructions with some very basic tagging. This allows for navigation through the instructions as well as hideable hints, so we can provide a lot of information but not necessarily reveal it straight away. So we don't have to just spoon feed them the information. Stuff can be hidden and then revealed at a later time. Here is the main visual panel. So this, we decided that it was really important to have a visual representation of the way that they code because we feel that was the best way of getting kids engaged, involved. We thought that was best. So everything that's done is done through this visual representation. They have a robot they can control and items they can pick up. This is actually a somewhat updated version of what we have. This is a duck because the thing we used to demonstrate our graphic system was a duck. It now looks a lot more like a robot, but this is a duck. So underneath you can see this is a command output. This is if we want to give more information than just the visual stuff. So we can provide textual output here, and it's also an echo for the command input here. So the command input and this source panel, which is basically a text editor, is just a wrapper around a Python interpreter. So you can type real Python absolutely as you would in a Python interpreter into either the source panel or the command input, and it'll just work. However, we felt that getting kids to write Python straight away is possibly unrealistic, so we allow people writing challenges to wrap the Python in a logo-like interface. So if you look down here, for example, you've got something called plus one. It's a method, it's quite simple, but we can also wrap something like this is robot.forward 3, so that would move the robot forward 3, but to understand what that's doing, you have to understand object-orientated stuff and methods and all that stuff. So what we decided is we'd have a wrapper, so for example, you could have a method forward. So you wouldn't need to know that you're controlling an object or anything like that. You just use the command forward. So you can wrap things very, very simply, as I just described, but you could also wrap it slightly less simply and slowly get the users knowing about Python, and the eventual goal would be that they're writing real Python, and that would be a really great goal. We also have basic support for networking so that users can collaborate. At the moment, basically, what they can do is they can control another world on another device with the same set of commands. I'm aware that I'm running out of time, so I'm going to stop there. But it's a really great project. We should get it on the Raspberry Pi soon. And when it does, it'll be really great. And hopefully kids will get into programming and computer science. Thank you.